It started with just one or two. Then, this noise seemed to be heard all over Delaware Elementary Schools. Some teachers say fidget spinners seem to pop up in their classrooms in March or April, but they exploded in May. If one student saw a friend had one, they had to have one too.
I like doing tricks with them and how fast they spin. Like, you can spin it on your nose or your finger, sometimes on your shoe. It depends on how creative you are.
Ahmad Smith is a fifth grader at Southern Elementary in Newcastle. He's had a plain black fidget spinner since April. But shortly after he bought it, he couldn't bring it to school anymore. A few weeks ago, Southern Elementary Principal Jeff Jabot sent out a video announcement to parents asking fidget spinners be left at home.
So students, if you would like to have a spinner or you own a spinner, very cool toys to play with, but play with them at home. So you can imagine how they are starting to distract our classrooms. Simply, if you're sitting next to somebody who is spinning this and bouncing on their finger and dropping it on their desk, you know, it's very difficult to learn when that's happening next to you and very difficult to teach when your students are doing that.
Jabot says he was trying to be proactive and deal with the spinners before they became a bigger issue.
So I didn't see a whole lot of students walking and spinning them on their fingers, but I did see them start to seep out of recess time and into the cafeteria, or I would come into classrooms and I would see them sitting on the desks.
It's a decision that disappointed Ahmad Smith, but he says he understands why teachers wouldn't want them in the classroom.
I wouldn't say I was angry, but I was pretty upset that, like, I couldn't play with it during class. But I do know that it would really, like, distract her if people would, like, drop it on the floor, drop it on their desk, make a big sound and hard for other people to learn that don't have any.
Educators at Middletown's Bunker Hill Elementary weren't too thrilled with the spinners either. Principal Edmund Gerdo also made a school-wide announcement for students to leave them at home.
If there are things that are distracting kids from their learning, you know, it's something we have to address.
But the decision to ban spinners was a bit more complicated than exiling other toys and games that find their way to school. That's because fidget spinners have been marketed as a tool to help calm people with ADHD or anxiety. And schools allow tools that calm kids down in the classroom, like stress balls, when defined by therapists as a fidget tool. A basket of stress balls sat in Holly Schwalbe's classroom at Bunker Hill when I visited her recently. Schwalbe is a third-grade special education teacher. She says the explosion in the spinner's popularity created a dilemma. Could they still be deemed a fidget tool?
The fidget spinner has become such a fad and such a popular toy that it's replaced it as a tool. And in the classroom, we need tools for them to be successful and not toys.
Other schools, like Philip C. Schall Elementary in Selbyville, also treated spinners as a toy. But instead of banning them, they sought a middle ground. Students there could have them at recess, but not in the classroom. Principal Karen Clausen says fidget spinners are not enough of a problem to ask students to leave them at home. Yet.
It's recess time. You know, if the other students are distracted by the fidget spinner, that's okay, because everyone's running around, everyone's playing. It's not going to cause any instructional distraction for the student as well. So at that point in time, as long as it's not creating a discipline issue during recess, I don't have any problem with them using it during recess time.
But at Mount Pleasant Elementary in North Wilmington, one teacher was not only willing to keep spinners in her classroom, she found educational value in them. Fourth grade teacher Jackie Chesworth says one of her students suggested making them with a 3D printer after seeing her cousin do it. And Chesworth and her class turned it into a project, selling the spinners they made to raise money for students who couldn't pay for field trips. In the process, they researched spinners, their various designs, and their purpose to help make and market their product. We visited Ms. Chesworth's classroom while three of her students were assembling the fidget spinners they made with 3D printers.
It's 3D printing.
I only have a handful of kids that even take them out anymore. And I think because they get to use them so much, like on the off time, and they put them together, they design them, and they realize the purpose of it, they just are not as interested in actually using them themselves in the classroom setting if they don't need it.
But Chesworth still has rules about using spinners in her class. They can stay if used appropriately.
When kids are using it to focus, they'll have it in their pockets, or they'll be reading and you can see them using it in the other hand. Now when kids are using it just to play, like they're trying to balance it on their nose or pass it to somebody without it dropping, And that's when it goes on my desk, and they just pick it up at the end of the day.
Isabel Salvatore, one of Chesworth's students, says she thinks those rules are fair.
Quiet time, we can take it out and just like spin it all we want, but we can't make that loud of a noise really with it, and that's how most of the kids get caught with their fidget spinners. There's been like 5 fidget spinners taken away. Chesworth is selling one of them, I think.
Chesworth says being able to use the popularity of fidget spinners for a project that completely engaged her students was a dream scenario. How well did it work? Consider what Brianna McGee, the student whose idea got the project rolling, said when she was asked, what's more fun, playing with a fidget spinner or making one?
Making a fidget spinner, because after you get to play with it as well.
And as schools let out for the summer across the first state, students can spend as much time playing with their spinners as they please. Meanwhile, teachers get a break from the whirring noise that has sparked debate in schools across the country. And who knows, that break, unlike summer vacation, could be permanent. Like other fads that seemed to disappear as quickly as they arrived, fidget spinners could join the ranks of Beanie Babies and Silly Bands by fall.
With my experience with trends, both as a kid and as a dad and as an educator, this is probably going to be somewhat short-lived.
But Southern Elementary Principal Jeff Jabot adds he suspects it's not the last issue like this schools will face.
And I think the life of this will be, what will the next thing be? And what will the next trend be that's easy to bring to school?
Or maybe that whirring noise will have a longer lifespan than expected. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.